A community connection brought to you now by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and Caleb Potter in this morning to update us on an event coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, the 3rd and 4th.
Well, Larry Glass and I were saying the other day, just keep that good weather coming. We're liking this.
I'm staying in town. So
there you go. And it looks like we have a big event, like you said, the Interstate Farm and Home Show that we're partnering with KGGF up in Coffeyville with a week from tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge event. I think bigger than we originally intended.
It's turned into a little bit of a monster, but it's going to be good. And I looked at the weather yesterday, John and I were, and it's 65 and sunny is what we're looking at.
That sounds great.
I'll take it.
I'll take that one.
But this event is on Friday, March 3rd, that afternoon, and then also then a week from Saturday, all day until about 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Interstate Farm and Home Show, we have over 100 vendors that are going to be there at Nellis Hall, which is on the campus of Coffeyville Community College.
Pretty easy to find.
Yeah, right there on the highway when you're pulling into town. You can't miss it. We're going to have a bunch of vendors outside, so you'll notice it. There'll be banners around town that'll tell you where to go. But we're going to have, like I said, 100 vendors. We have a lot of stuff from farm and ranch, but then as well as stuff of home and garden and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a little bit of something for everybody, whether you live in town or out of town, with large family, small family, living by yourself, something
exactly.
For everybody.
And let me tell you, it's going to be an event worth driving from Bartlesville, Oshelada, Pawhuska, Nowata too, because there'll be a lot to see. We have a lot of door prizes that we're going to be giving away. The biggest one, or we're going to give away two $500 cash prizes on Friday afternoon, and then another two on Saturday. So be sure, if you're close enough, it might be worth going Friday and then coming back on Saturday.
Do you have to be present to win?
No, we'll call you, but you do have to show up, look at the booths for a few minutes, and then sign up.
Have to at least be there.
You have to be there. Don't sign up your grandma's name that didn't show up.
Yeah.
But then, no, we will call you. Some of the other door prizes we have, the Tim McGraw Faith Hill concert, Soul to Soul in May, those tickets at the BOK Center, we'll be giving away some of those at the Farm and Home Show.
Okay.
So you'll want to register for that. And then one of our major sponsors, GoBob Pipe and Steel. You hear them, I think, a lot.
On Radio Oklahoma.
On Radio Oklahoma Network. Yeah. They sponsor a lot of our stuff.
Of course, I heard Radio Oklahoma promoting the event, too. So
exactly. Yeah. It's on the statewide network. But we've got a hay monster from them. So do you know what a hay monster is?
I do.
Okay, so it's a hay feeder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's the, you see those orange big feeders that reduce hay consumption by, we should play the commercial, but it's like 30%.
It is a lot more than you would think.
Yeah. And they're almost indestructible.
Yeah.
But then they have this piece that goes on top of that kind of creates it like a double decker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hay monster. And so if you come throughout the weekend at some point, you can register to win that. And I think it's over $1,000.
I was going to say, this is good machinery.
Yeah. So it's worth coming out and looking at that. But we really want to thank our title sponsor for the event, and that's Bartlett Co-op.
Right.
And Bartlett Co-op, they're an organization across southeast Kansas, and they also have a location in Big Cabin, Oklahoma. They're headquartered out of Bartlett, Kansas.
Okay.
But they have a grain elevator. They sell a lot of farm and ranch stuff. They even at their headquarters have a little restaurant / gas station there. So whole nine yards. It's a small town. They can do a little bit of everything, but...
And they do for the people they serve.
Yes, they do. So they sell propane. They'll deliver it to your farm ranch, or we have them at tower sites. They deliver propane to us. So we want to thank Bartlett Co-op for being our title sponsor. They'll be out there, and I'm sure they'll have some good goodies to give away and some products to show you that they have.
And between 104.9 KRIG, K1, KGGF, and all the other associated radio stations, we're going to be talking about it all weekend while we're
exactly.
there.
Exactly. We're broadcasting live. These stations down here are going to, like you said, KRIG will and KYFM will probably be broadcasting live Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday morning, we will be up in Coffeyville.
Actually, it starts at 5 because the folks from
Hook and Hunt, Radio Oklahoma Network, they're doing their entire statewide network. They have affiliates even down in the Texas Panhandle.
Right.
But they're coming to Coffeyville, and they're doing their show live there from there, which mm-hmm. it runs from 5 to 7. We carry it from 5 to 6 here Saturday mornings on K1. And then you'll do your Tech Talk program from mm-hmm. 7:30 to 8, Charles and Charles.
No, I think actually just Charles Mall will be out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Charles Miller will be there from NBR. And so we want to invite people out to that. If you have questions, come see you guys. if you're, we have listeners in Caney, Coffeyville up there, get up early, come out and see us and introduce yourself and ask your questions on the air.
Yeah, Larry Glass will be there. We'll be doing Green Country Gardener Live, and an opportunity that particularly for, let's say, Nowata County, Montgomery County, or for that matter, you know, Washington County.
Yep.
If Larry's going to be doing it live from there.
8 to 9.
If you got a plant that you're not even sure what it is, you know, grab a leaf or a little bit of something that he can identify what it is and what to do for it.
Yeah, and so those are always fun when you actually get to see your listeners that call in, you know, once a month or some of them every week.
That's right.
But then we'll do consumer calls live from 9 to noon on K1 up there as well.
Okay.
So invite those people. You can, same way, just like we do at other consumer calls on the road, show your items to us or just grab the microphone we have sitting there and whatever you want to talk about, Ben will talk about with you, within reason.
Well, as long as it's mostly on topic and mostly
legal. As long
as
it's legal and ethical, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's the Interstate Farm and Home Show. Again, it is on a week from tomorrow, Friday, and then a week from Saturday, and it's going to be in Coffeyville.
It's going to be a huge affair, indoor and outdoors, and I mean, this is something you're going to, you know, possibly with all the 100 more exhibitors out there, you know, start off and then maybe grab something to eat and come back and have some more.
Yeah, so we have some restaurants that have participated with us up there. Right across the street, there's a big barbecue place called Hog Heaven, and so they've been a partner of ours with this Farm and Home Show, and so they're our MAP sponsor, I believe, and then they're going to be running some specials. So if you're wanting some barbecue, you can head up to Coffeyville, look at the booths, grab some lunch, and head home Saturday. It'd be a good outing because it's going to be nice weather.
Yeah, it is. And I know I was talking with one of the exhibitors that's going to be up there with some safe rooms, and he's going to have some special buys on safe rooms. And, of course, with the Washington County some credits there. So, you know, in addition to getting a great show special on safe rooms, qualify for that and get some extra money.
Yeah, so and I believe at Second Chance Safe Rooms, they're going to have their cannon there where you can watch, which you've seen before.
Yeah,
they'll shoot the cannon at it at, what is it, 300 miles an hour? You see a 2x4,
it simulates, I don't know, an F4, F5
tornado, and you can watch him where. You could, if you really wanted, you could stand in the thing when he does.
Please
it.
Please don't.
It's probably not a good idea.
No, you can stand in the safe room. You'd
be
fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. But other major sponsors we'd like to thank, Quality Motors of Independence. They're going to have some Dodge trucks out there, I know, and they also have the Toyota dealership up there. Mm-hmm. They were a partner from there at the beginning when we dreamed this up and we wanted to do this. They said, we want to be a part of it. And I think when we went and talked to Alan Wolf, the sales manager there, the week before last, he just couldn't believe we had 100 vendors in it and into it now. And so, but we're excited to have it. A 4 mile trailer right up here at Dewey, north of Dewey, between Dewey and Copan on 75. There's 4 mile road that we all know about. I feel like we talk about it a lot when tornadoes are.
It seems to be a target.
Exactly. But 4 mile trailer, they not only have trailers for sale, but they do a lot of service as well. So if you have a trailer that needs maybe the wiring fixed or new flooring put in it, I know that they can help you up there. Lucas Metalworks down in Oshaleta, we've talked a lot about them. They're a sponsor of our Texcaster program. They roll their own metal. They do buildings. We, you know, we have our warehouse here that they helped us with and put up. They can make any more. They do a lot of metal roofs, which have become popular in our region because of the wind and hail. They're pretty much indestructible unless you get a pretty significant event.
Check with your home insurer. Many of them, if you get the, I'll say get one that meets the specs, then you'll get to save some extra money on your home insurance.
But Lucas Metalworks there at Oshaleta, they're one of our major sponsors, and they also manufacture, Kevin and Mary Jane are going to yell down the hall, but some of their own ag equipment as well. You know, things you haul behind tractors. I think it's arena, like a tiller that they use in arenas and stuff, if I remember right.
I was just going to remain mute because I didn't know enough to say.
But they manufacture several pieces of agriculture equipment as well that they've started doing in recent years. We mentioned Go Bob Pipe and Steel. And then the last one was actually, I believe, our first person that signed on board, and that was Roman's Chevrolet in Independence. Mm-hmm. And then they also have the Kubota dealership up there, Roman's Outdoor Power. And they're bringing, I know, their giant gorilla that they'll blow up out there. So you can see, you shouldn't miss Nellis Hall. We'll just put it that way.
That's right.
But they have the Chevy store as well as they have the Roman's Outdoor Power too. So we want to thank them.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and continue with the Community Connection coming up in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing our community connection this morning, talking with Caleb about the Interstate Farm and Home Show going on a week from tomorrow.
That's when it kicks off.
Coffeyville, yeah.
Exactly, in the Coffeyville Community College there. If you haven't seen their facilities, they're pretty phenomenal. They really are. It's a nationally ranked community college. Not only they have in their different trade or academic programs, but mm-hmm. also in their athletics, which will be in the gym there where Jay Herkelman, the coach there, they've won, I forgot how many national JUCO championships under him. It's kind of a legend. But some of the vendors, Charlie, we're going to have there at the Farm and Home Show. Right across the street, Boulevard Pharmacy, they're bringing their home care stuff, so lift chairs and different things like that. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of customers in Southeast Kansas in addition to here in Bartlesville. But if you purchase one of their home care products, I believe they'll deliver it for you, set it up, that full around, all-around service stuff, no matter how far you are away.
That's great. So. That customer service, something that I think many local businesses specialize in, and that's why we want you to meet these people.
And a partner of ours from the very beginning as well was Coffeyville Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber. I know that they have been coordinating, since there'll be a lot of people coming from out of town, different things, whether it's the see where the Daltons got shot there on the plaza in downtown, or the Brown Mansion, if you want to see that. It's a gorgeous place there on the south side of town when you're going into Oklahoma. So we want to thank them for their partnership. Coffeyville Farm and Feed, I don't know if you've seen it. I believe it's in an old grocery store, but it just keeps going on and on and on. But everything for Farm and Ranch, it's a locally owned Dwayne Rawson store there in Coffeyville on 8th Street, kind of over by the high school. Mm-hmm. But they have everything that your big stores would have, but it's a locally owned and you get that service, and him and his daughter Emily can help you in any way that you need. So we want to thank them. Looking at some of these other one of our smaller booths, but a lot of people know him, Daddy Hinkle Seasonings. It's an Oklahoma-made product.
Yeah.
They're going to be there, and so you can taste test some stuff, so that's good. Edna Mattress Factory, you've heard them on K-Rig, our sister station, quite a bit. But
we have something from them, I think, at every auction going back 10, 12 years at least.
Exactly. They're going to be bringing some of their stuff at their booth. But they manufacture, if you've ever been to Edna, it's not a big town, but they have several things like the Mattress Factory that takes over the downtown, and they have make them there. They sell them to, I think, a lot of the national brands, if you want to know the truth.
I think you're right. I think many of them.
But it's a locally made product, and they're in hotels all over and stuff like that. So we want to thank them for coming and being a part of this. Glenn Security Systems here in Bartlesville, they do, whether it's just your basic security system for your house mm-hmm. or video stuff, monitoring of a remote site that you might have, like they can do that. They even monitor some oil and gas wells and stuff. So kind of a technology monitoring company.
They can take care of your security needs, large or small, and monitored, or they can simply set up something.
And I can tell you that I think that most of their stuff is not necessarily contract based like the big national people are. Mm-hmm. And I know they beat people each and every day on price on their monitoring. You pay for the stuff that you want in your house, you pick and choose what you want, whether it's basic or a more robust stuff. That's the cost that they have to pay. They come install it, they'll service it, and then you just have a monthly fee, and you can do it when you want to do it. And I think
they can set it up about any way you want to.
Jim's Custom Kitchens, they're one of our home people that are going to be there. They're kind of on your way up to Dewey on Highway 75. They do some remodels. I think they do bathrooms as well, even though it's just it's kitchens. But
and they have been part of our cooking show, too.
They do a very good job. John's Tractor Works, I think you have them on a market report here, and then they're over on K-Rig quite a bit. But they're a Coyote dealer. It's a type of large tractor. Mm-hmm. But it's, I think they're another shade of orange, if I remember right. But John's Tractor Works are in Ooliga and then Vanita, and they'll be up there. If we look at Midwest Fertilizers, it's this time of year where people are laying their fields.
It is the time to get it out there.
To get it out there. And so they're bringing, I know, one of their giant fertilizer trucks, which we don't necessarily see here in Bartlesville as much. And you kind of do in some of the pastures. But up there in farm, if you go out towards Nowata County, and
you will see a lot of those in Illinois. Busy over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
But they're bringing one of those. Mossy Oak Properties, Fiscus Land, they're going to be featuring some of their properties that they have for sale in Oklahoma and Kansas. O'Malley's, they're the John Deere dealer up there in Independence. It's a father, son, and their grandparents did that before They've been there for a long time.
Like third or fourth generation business.
Yep. They're
Right at the T intersection where 75 turns to
Mike and Larry are good people. They, you know, you don't have very many locally owned John Deere dealerships like you had. You know, I know you grew up in Illinois, and so back where the headquarters were, but it's become a lot more corporate than it is now. Yeah. But the O'Malley's are still right there. They're in the store every day. They're known for their service, delivery, whole nine yards.
Yeah, so. But for me, growing up in an international harvester town, John Deere was kind of like mentioning Chevy to the Ford dealer.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But they'll be there. When we look at some of these others, Priority Health, Coffeyville Family Practice, their urgent care up there, they're going to be there. Sam's Club from Owosso, they're going to be having a special on membership. So if you've always wanted to be a member, it's a good time to go sign up. Sandbagger Golf and Turf, they have like lawn tractors and then they do golf carts and stuff. They're based out of Independence. Skelta Windows, they've been at some of our shows before.
They've been at the Chamber Home Show the last probably 5 years.
They will redo your windows in your house. They can install them, sell them, whole nine yards. They'll even do it one window at a time, price it if that's what you want to do. So the Mignardis, they'll be up there. Sooner Carpet, Clarence here in town, he's going to be up there. So if you with some specials on some of the, it's not just carpet, he does other flooring as well,
right?
But he'll be there. Southern Kansas Wood Stoves, so they fireplace stuff, and if you want to have a gas insert or it's wood, but they sell a lot of other things too, but they specialize in the wood stoves. Swimming Holes of here in Bartlesville.
Sure.
Jeff has been a partner of ours on all these shows we've ever done.
I bet he'll have a big green egg going.
Yep. He's the first person that we had sign up. He said, "You're doing a farm and home show. I want to be a part of it." And he's going to have the green egg. He's going to be featuring some of his new constructions. I think he's almost booked up for the year right now. So if you're wanting a pool for the summer, you better call him now because I think he's getting booked up. You may have to get on for next year. But that's Jeff with Swimming Holes. The Quarry Custom Marble and Bath up in Dewey. They'll be a part of it. They've been a part of our shows before. It's another remodel for kitchen and bath.
I want to get back to the door prizes just real quick because
that's the thing that people want to hear about.
If you want to win the prize, you have to be there and register in person.
Exactly. So we're going to have, like we said, we're going to have two $500 cash prizes on Friday afternoon. It kicks off at 1 o'clock a week from tomorrow. We'll be there until about 7, and then the Saturday we're going to get there early because we'll be broadcasting your shows, Charlie, starting at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But we'll give away two $500 prizes on Saturday as well. We got a Hay Monster from Go Bob that we're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets to some Cardinals games, which you can't register, sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
But listeners can, and then we'll have some Royals tickets as well.
Okay.
And those Royals tickets are good for all the games except when they play the Cards.
Oh. That would be the one I would want.
The Yankees and then one other. There's, I think, the Boston. You can't go there either.
That's a community connection this morning on K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Extreme fire weather concerns in much of the state today with a red flag fire warning now.